Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Blue Bear Cliff, Britney Spears, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Point is powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
And we're talking with author Katya R.V. Reed, and she's going to be telling us about her book, The Four-Toed Story, Book 1, Part 1. And this is her very first novel, and it's part of a four-book series that she's been working on for 19 long years. Here's a taste of The Four-Toed Story, Book 1, Part 1. 19 years in the making from the prolific mind of Katya R.V. Reed comes the first premiering cinematic novel of her series titled The Foretold Story. Taking place in the future world of New York City, the story follows the usual life-changing events of Midas Arulin as he pursues his dreams to work for the sought-after skyscraper empire, the crown jewel of the technological future. During his venture, Midas confronts many obstacles, a few being unknowingly cloaked into the secret diabolical world of the ultra-rich, deceitful business dealings, and confronting supernatural happenings. Just when he thinks all hope is lost in achieving his dream, he crosses paths with a woman who helps him gain the edge. However, she gets more than she bargained for. And again, if you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. And today's show is brought to you by Purple Diamond Publishing. You've written that great American novel. Now let Charisse Kateri-Cox and Purple Diamond Publishing help you make it into a bestseller. And here to tell us a little bit about the services she offers is Miss Charisse. Good morning again, Charisse. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about what services you offer with Purple Diamond Publishing.
I'm not a publisher. I am a consultant. That's number one. What I do is I teach you how to brand yourself, how to market yourself, how to grow your book sales, how to properly format your book so that they look professional. I teach you how to get to that next level, which means that you need to snare an agent to get you to those big publishing companies. If not, then you can self-publish, keep all your profits. But I teach you how to properly do that also.
Yeah. So, I heard you talking about a query letter yesterday. What is a query letter, and what would catch an agent or a publisher's eye when you send them this letter?
A query letter is basically an introduction letter. So what it has is a catchy first line. I mean, something that's going to make them want to read the rest of it. It's introducing yourself, why you know so much about this subject, and then it's giving them a sample of your book. And then from there, they can decide whether they want to talk to you about negotiations and becoming your agent, or they just say, you know what, this project is just not for me. But
mm-hmm.
if it catches them, understand that a lot of them work in an office with at least 10 to 20 other agents. So it may not be the one right for them, but they know someone that's down the hall that may love it.
Cool. So, Charisse, how, you know, if somebody wants to utilize your services, how can they get in touch with you?
You can send me an email at purplediamondpublishing2014@gmail.com. Give me a little brief introduction of yourself, what you want to accomplish with your book, your phone number, and the best time for me to call you, and I will call you. And we will discuss what I feel would be a great advancement for you.
Cool. And there you go. That's just a few of the services that Charisse offers with Purple Diamond Publishing. And now, without further ado, the number one radio personality once again, Brian the Hammer Jackson.
All right. Thank you, Ellen, and thank you, Purple Diamond Publishing, Charisse Kateri-Cox. Thank you so much for the sponsorship. And stay tuned after the interview. Our part three of the show is saying goodbye to Charisse, and she has a fabulous cooking recipe to leave us with. Without further ado, she's been waiting so patiently. Kim Fields, that's a cool name. Why do I remember that name? I wonder if it's the Kim Fields. Huh. All right, without further ado, we're going to be talking to the author, Katia R.V. Reed. And here she is, folks. Let her into the studio. There we go. Katia. Katia. What a beautiful name. Katia. Wow, what
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Name. You're welcome. We're going to get right to it right now. We're going to be talking to her, Miss Reed. Part one, the Foretold Storybook One, part one. Miss Reed, tell me about your book.
Well, it's definitely a cinematic piece, multi-genre, really. It'll definitely take you on some twists and turns. I don't think that's going to happen next. It takes place in a future world of New York City.
Uh-huh. Are people still alive? I'm just curious in the future.
I would hope, Brian.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, it's the future. Yeah, I mean, what's happening now, New York's not doing so well. I'm just thinking in the future, I'm hoping we have some people left.
Oh,
with the
yeah,
carnivore.
They're definitely alive. It's just you see the world there is run. It's overrun by, like, the ultra-rich and stuff, so New York gets thrown into grids and sectors, and you definitely see, like, the poor and where the rich are and everything.
Really?
Yeah, there's some of that in there. It's pretty interesting.
It is intriguing. Ellen probably read something about your book, but 19 years. Katia,
yep.
Why? It took you 19 years to write the book?
Well, yeah. I mean, to actually come up with the idea, to incubate it, to grow with it, and to develop this big world, this huge world of characters and the things they'll encounter and go through. Yeah, I started adventure when I was just a 9-year-old girl.
You know, I can hear your voice, and why do I, going back to your life, I'm kind of like a psychic, you know, I see things. Things I should not see. Why do I think that you were a popular girl in high school, cheerleader type, guys going after you all the time? Are you one of those popular ladies in high school?
Oh, no. I was not popular. In fact, I spent my time alone. Was bullied at some point. So, yeah, my brothers were popular, though. They were cool. For me, no. And if anyone was my friend, it was because they wanted to be my friend so they could hang out with my brothers and not me. But I did have a few good friends, though. It was humbling. So when I had them, I appreciated them.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, why this subject? What made you go into the future? Would you consider your book like a sci-fi kind of thing?
Yeah,
science fiction?
It falls into a sci-fi, I would say. It is sci-fi, but again, it is multi-genre. There's moments of very scary, and then there's moments of very funny, and then very like, wow. Or scary, even.
Really?
It's not quite like, you know, it's not quite like one stream. It's not like Star Wars with flying spaceships and aliens walking around. I think it's actually kind of a new kind of, I don't know. It's its own thing. It's a hybrid book. That's what I call it.
Well, it sounds great. Tell me about the character Midas. Is it Yorulian? Yorulian? Is that the name?
Arulian.
Arulian. Tell me about Midas Arulian.
Ah, so Midas, he's the one that's trying to pursue his dreams. And he's had very extreme, like, hardships in life from the very start of when he was born, and he kind of doesn't know like why he's here, his purpose, and on top of that, like, just strange things always happen to him. And as the story goes, you know, he kind of wants to live on and everything, but stuff just happens. And
right.
I think what I want the reader to know is, like, eventually, is that everybody has a little Midas in them. I mean, we all have our ups and downs in life. But at the same time, like, you know, it's an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one epic adventure.
Wow. I like how you I'm reading a little bit. Midas encounters many deeper, darker twists and turns along with mysterious happenings, ultimately landing him unknowingly among the highest of the secrets of society, to the near brinks of death, to all holy hell. It's important to you, when you were writing your characters, was it important to put some kind of all of us, a little part of all of us into your characters, whether they're good guys, the bad guys, so everybody can relate to each character? Was it really really important so we could emphasize with that character, huh?
Yes. Absolutely. These characters, like, you know, originally when I had written the book, it was supposed to be, like, I didn't imagine, like, bringing it to this point. It was supposed to be, like, a stress reliever. Because in my life, it's like a cinematic movie. No one would ever believe me. So how I cope with a lot of things is I would write.
Sure.
It definitely inspired these characters, which makes them more so alive. And I know, like, when people are starting to read this, they're going to be like, oh, my goodness, I've had that happen to me. Or I know what that's like. I felt that way, and I'm not alone in it. You know,
right.
there's good characters and with good intentions. There's bad characters, but no matter the bad they try to do, it always turns into something good, and it just makes that angry character more angry, the bad one, to try and fight even more.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But, yeah.
You sound very young. I would imagine you're the ladies. Are you in your 19, 20, 21? Is that your age range?
My age?
Yeah.
It's quite an inside joke.
No, okay.
People think I'm like 16 or something, but I'm not. I'm actually like in my 30s.
Okay. Well, you're still a millennial. And you guys get it. You get a lot of flack about being a millennial, right? Like, let's ignore them. They don't know nothing. But let me. Are you married? I'd like to know something personal about you. Are you married? Do you have children? Boyfriend?
No.
Girlfriend?
Never.
Never?
Oh, no. No.
Really? So you're not in a relationship at all?
Nope. Just with my dreams and my books and...
Really?
Yeah, making my dreams come true. That's what it's all about.
That is... It is, but... How long have you ever been in a relationship? I mean, with a... I mean, are you... I mean, it could be a girl. I mean, I don't know. You know, this is 2020.
No.
No, okay.
No.
But, I watched a lot of movies, and I've seen a lot of girls love each other, and I think it's a beautiful thing. But never mind me. But,
not me, though.
Okay. But how long have you been in a relationship with a guy? And when was it? Were you in high school at the time? I'm curious because you're a writer.
No, I've never.
You have never been in a relationship with a guy?
No, I haven't. I know, you're shocked. Most people are shocked.
I am not. There is a... Yes. Are you a virgin?
That's quite a personal question.
Yeah, it is.
But
I was going to look at the... I was going to read the book to see what happened to you. No, really? No, I'm honored to be talking to a virgin. I haven't talked to a virgin since I was 8.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
My whole thing.
Okay, let's go. Let's move on from that. But are you trying to stay away from relationships? What is it? What is it about? I mean, being 30 and not involved in a relationship, it sounds like maybe you have some kind of, you know, are you antisocial? You know?
I think, and that's one of the things in my book that I touch upon is relationships. And that's why
right.
so many people are unhappy or with the wrong kind of people. You know, that's
right.
not meant for being with them. Everything comes in a time and a season. And I believe that as long as you are pursuing the dreams and walking in your purpose and why you're here on the earth, you'll eventually, everything connects and you'll meet that right person. And you'll know.
I think you will. One more question personal about you, then let's go to the book. In your opinion, what kind of, since you're a writer, you're an author, because now you're published, so you're an author now. You're published. So what kind of characteristics would one have to have to catch your interest as far as maybe going a little further into a relationship? What are you looking for in a person?
It's like the characters, you know, it's about what's in the heart.
I wish
it's
I had
about
one.
The heart.
Right. Right. I really do. You know what? You're brave to come on.
Talk to the book now that you've asked me unusual questions that aren't right.
It is strange and unusual. I'll tell you why. Because sometimes when you're a first-time author and your name is not known, to my audience, they get to know who you are. You know, they like you're part of the book. The book is an extension of who you are. And when they get to know you, and so far you're a very witty, beautiful young lady. And so when they know a little bit of something about you, they might go towards the book because they heard you. You know what I mean? Because they haven't seen the book yet. That's why the personal questions. That's why the personal questions. But let's go right to the... Yeah.
Okay.
See, there's a thing to my madness. It's a little thing.
It's a method. It's called a
method,
Brian.
Thank you.
Interesting one.
I know. But it is quite successful. Let's get to your characters. Now, tell me about your characters of your book, and tell me about your protagonist and your hero and your story. I want to hear everything. I'm listening. People are listening. They want to buy this book. So give me everything you got in this book.
Well, there's a lot of characters, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they all have their own agendas, really. For Midas, it's about following his dreams. And for characters like Erskine Wells, and I know everybody has an Erskine Wells in their life, it's
mm-hmm.
that person, it's the boss from hell.
Mm.
And it's the one that nobody likes, who tries to trick you and acts like they like you, but then, like, they do things and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
All these weird kind of jobs and stuff. And they're just angry and they just hate you for absolutely no reason. They don't even know you. They just hate you for just being present. But, yeah, there's, like, that character, and then you've got, like, Kent Reeves, Mr. Reeves. He's, like,
mm-hmm.
everybody has one of those in their lives. That's that person that believes in you and inspires you, encourages you to keep going
mm-hmm.
And to not give up. The overly optimistic English teacher, really. But, yeah, you have a lot of those in your life. And then there's, like, really eccentric characters, like the Tsar, the one that
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to die. And he's, like, ultra rich, trying to be young forever. And he's very creepy. very creepy guy.
What gives you the... What is your... What's that, Ellen? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was going to ask, are these characters based on people that she knows?
I would say it's just inspired by
mm-hmm.
life and everything, as every writer brings their experiences and stuff to the book, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I'm still getting, I can't get past 19 years. You started writing this book probably when you were like 16, 17. You had this idea or concept around that age, and you finally had the time to actually get it done. You know, so this tells me that you were thinking very methodical, very deep into each character, and you want them to evolve before you actually put them on paper. Could that be true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've sat on these characters for quite some time. And
mm-hmm.
as I grew up, of course, my characters did as well, into something much bigger.
Wow. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a published writer or author? You are now an author. How does it feel? Your work is published.
It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's humbling, if anything. I mean, I think the hardest thing is knowing who you are before the whole world sees you as you are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Well, you're
I've always known. It took a minute for other people to see that. Or someone to see it right off the bat.
They'll see it now. They'll see it now, Miss Reed. We're talking to Katia. I love the name. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Is it Katia?
Katia.
Or
Katia.
Is it Katia? Is it Katia or Katia?
Katia.
Oh,
Katia.
That's even better.
Katia.
That's mm-hmm. even better. I love Katia. It's like a Russian spy.
That's a
Katia.
New one.
Yeah.
Are you a Russian spy in disguise?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what's funny, though? Like, some people, like, thought I worked for the CIA or something. They're like, why do you look so young? And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, goodness. Which Midas encounters that a lot, too.
I could see you replacing Melania in the White House and infiltrating the White House and turn it decent again. Turn the world into a nice place again. Right. I like that name, Katia. Now, is that your real name or is that your pen? Is that your pen name?
No, it's my real name.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking your real name is Shamika.
Oh,
but
no.
I like Katia. I like Katia. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That name does not suit me.
Well, we're talking
to
you.
I like my own name.
Your name is great. Your name is great.
Thanks.
We are talking to Katia R.V. Reed. The book is called The 4 Foretold Storybook, Foretold Storybook 1. It's a fantastic read, a sci-fi. I love the premise of it. She has part one, 19 years in the making, from the prolific mind of Katya. Even that right there, you got me. You got me. If I was watching a movie, I'm there. You got me right there. And I love how you said it, the prolific mind. So who is your muse? What gets you? Who are you? Who do you admire as far as a literary person goes?
Literary?
A person? Who? Stephen King? Some of the authors that you might like that inspire you?
Well, I can't really say. I mean, I've read so many works and books. I don't really have a favorite author. I just, if it's a good story or if it has some valuable wisdom in there and things, then I absolutely love it.
Well, don't read my book.
But I have like a,
My book's for morons. It has nothing like that at all in my book. You wouldn't like it. No wisdom, no story, no nothing. But go ahead.
That's just my like, that's all.
Okay, well, you seem like a very intelligent. I bet you got a high IQ, right? I bet your SATs is off the chart. You sound very intelligent. I bet you do.
I think. Well, thank you. That's very kind of
you. Well, thank you. And you're very kind to put up with my silliness. We have Kim Fields. That name is, I'm getting really curious with the name. Are you familiar with Kim Fields? Or we have some people in the studio. I think they want to talk to you before the interview's over. Do you mind when we open up the phones?
Sure. You can do that.
Okay. And then we'll get right back. Let's see if we have Kim Fields. Welcome to the show, Kim Fields. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. That name is familiar. Are you the Kim Fields or you just have the name Kim Fields?
I just have the name Kim Fields. I still have to clock in at work every day, so I'm not the Kim Fields.
Well, you are the Kim Fields for the show.
You were Brian. Brian was thinking Tootie from Facts of Life.
Hey, I used to know Kim Fields. Anyway, Kim, are you a fan of Katya? Or I'm sorry, did I say right? I said it.
You said it right.
Yeah.
So, Kim, what do you think of the book? Or are you friends on Facebook or anything like that? Or are you just interested in the show and you wanted to make it? Oh, she dropped. Okay, there she goes. All right,
wow.
Katya, are you familiar with Kim Fields at all? Is she your Facebook friend or anything?
I don't know a Kim Fields.
Okay, might be a fan. All right, let's go to the next one. We have 201. Ellen didn't give me the name on 201.
Yeah,
so
that's because I just saw it. Everybody's coming into the studio at once.
She's packing it. 201, you're live on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, 201. Okay.
Hello.
Ellen.
Oh.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, welcome to the show. Can I have your name?
My name is Sky. Sky LaBear.
Oh, I like that. Sounds like an author's name. Are you an author, 201? Sky?
No, I'm not an author. I do write, though. I do more writing for legal matters or advocating for disabled people.
Oh, okay. All week we've been doing victims' rights. Are you part of that organization?
No, I'm not part of that organization. I work more with families that just need some advocating for their children in schools and things of that nature.
I would like for you to come back. I'd like to interview you. I mean, especially what's going on right now. I mean, I can really ask you some questions. But do you have any questions for Katya? And you're hearing a little bit about her book. And do you have any kind of comment you'd like to say?
Yes, I just want to say, you know, this is very exciting with such a you know, a young person in these days not giving up and continuing to pursue that dream. And I'm sure there are many people that are very excited for her and to hear that there's another young person that has persevered. So this is a wonderful thing, and I look forward to reading that book.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Look at that. You know, I am too. I am too impressed by her, especially being that young and actually writing. I know most kids. I'm not going to say kids. I'm sorry. Most people that young are into the gaming and, you know, they're doing other things. But for her to actually write a great book like this, I am excited for her too. Well done.
Yeah, I'm very excited to read this first book, and I've already started reading it. So it's a good
really
feeding right through it. It's really good, and I understand from her website that she's written a film script also. So this is exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
You hear that, Katya?
Wow.
Is this your sister? Is this your sister? Are you kidding? Is this your sister?
No.
Huh?
Okay, I'm only kidding. Great reviews.
Ryan,
yes. Yes.
Kim Fields is back, and she's here talking about victims' rights.
Oh, is that okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Katya, hold on 1 second. All week, this is Victim Rights Week. Hold on. And they're going to come in for 2 or 3 minutes to let us know that we cannot forget the victims who died.
Oh, yes.
In the hands of I cannot even describe the murderers and the bad people who live among us, and we're celebrating Victims' Rights Week. Kim Fields, there you go, Kim. How are you? I'm glad you're back, and it's all yours.
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Thank you.
Good. I'm really good. Nice to meet you, Kim.
Thank you.
And Kim, you're involved with you're celebrating. I don't know if you can call it celebrating, but victim rights awareness. Can I put it that way? You know, can I put it that way?
Yes, absolutely.
And can you tell us how you got involved with this beautiful organization?
Yes. You know, again, my name is Kim Fields, and May 6th of 2014. I lost my baby brothers at the age of 31 years old to gun violence. And, you know, and it was just a time where you are absolutely go through a world of emotion, shock, stunned, lost, alone, and, you know, and kind of not knowing which direction to go. And Michelle with the Wiregrass Angel House here in Dothan in our area reached out to me and kind of started walking us through the process of this is what's going to come next in this mm-hmm. horrific nightmare. And mm-hmm. and then they just became a resource center for us, just offering everything that we needed support-wise. And mm-hmm. and when I saw that, you know, this was an organization that brought awareness to such a heinous crime and a heinous time and a hard time in people's lives, once I got on the other side of that, after the court and everything was done, it was like, you know, how can you not continue to fight for something that is definitely silenced by so many people because of the intimidation level? But I just was like, you can't be silent because you will always live with this this grief. You just got to know how to place it so you can push forward to do what needs to be done for those that can't speak for themselves anymore.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, Kim. Can you tell us a little bit about your baby and
yes.
who took your baby?
Yes. Yes. Again, it was my baby brother. He's 31 years old, and he was taken by the suspect, Emmanuel Bryant. He was just got off of work and, you know, went to go enjoy the March Madness, the basketball games at a friend's house. He had done that daily. It was nothing out of the norm for him to do stuff like that. You know, he was engaged to be married. He had four beautiful kids, two boys, two girls. His baby turned one the following month after he died on Father's Day. And so he was, you know, getting back in school. He was a big part of his his oldest child, sports life, and, you know, pushing him, coaching him, and he was going to school to Troy University here in Dothan to pursue his degree for coaching, to pursue it professionally as a career. And so he was, I mean, life was just going great for him. And then, you know, just one night getting off of work, deciding to go to a friend's house to enjoy a game of basketball turned tragic. And it's just like you replay that day it like daily, trying to see what you could have done to prevent it from happening, which we know we can't, but we're stuck with that survivor's guilt, wondering what we could have done to prevent this from happening. You know, and if I can't prevent that from happening, what can we do to prevent it from happening to somebody else?
Right. Well, God bless you, and we won't forget the victims. And I hope that person who did it, are they serving time now, Kim?
Yes, they are serving time, and okay. We thank God for that justice. And, you know, no matter how hard they fight to get out, we're going to fight even harder to keep them in.
What's the name of your brother again?
Daniel Dossie.
Daniel Dossie. God bless you. God bless him. You know, I had the only thing that brought me through my mother's death is knowing that where she is, she's in no better hands than God right now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's the only thing that brings me a little peace. I mean, if you have to go somewhere, I'm not worried about where my mom is. I'm worried about my moron brothers who's still acting the fool. my mom's in good hands, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, well, and that's funny you should say that, because that's the one thing that probably did give us some peace and solace, is knowing that, you know, when he transitioned from here, that he met my mom on the other side. So we know that they're
right.
together, and, you know, she got her baby boy with her. So
that's right.
But we still miss him.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, that's not forever. You're going to see them when your time is coming. So it's not forever. You're going to see
right.
them.
Amen.
So
that's right.
You just. You know, you got some more work to do down here before you go home, and there's a lot of work.
That's
and
right.
You get up there, you got some stories to tell. You know, tell Daniel.
Definitely.
You got a lot of stories.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Well, Kim, you're welcome. Anytime you want to come into the studio and you hang out, or just want to talk, or promote something, this is an open place for you. And God bless you, and thank you for coming in, Kim. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you guys as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. And don't forget, it's Victims' Rights Week. And remember the people who have lost loved ones. And we tend to don't remember that, but some people are still hurting. And it could be years and years and years and years. And you think, hey, move on. I mean, you can't just say move on. People grieve differently. But you never know when you're at the store or anywhere. You never know what the other person is thinking or what's going through them. So when you go to a store and somebody's acting a fool, you never know what's going on into their lives. So maybe we just step back a little bit and just let them breathe. You know, even if we think they're acting crazy and a fool, maybe we need to step back and say, we just don't know what's going on in people's lives. Give them a break, huh? All right. Bless you, Kim Fields, for coming in. And all week, again, we want to make awareness of the victims who have been taken away from us so soon. And I'm glad to hear everybody's getting justice, but the healing has just begun. We're going to go back to our interview. I see right here. And this is what makes me, I mean, we got people like Katya. I mean, you know, read a good book, get away from everything, you know, and Katya, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. But there's one thing I have to
sure.
get off my chest here. I'm
sure.
rather upset with you because of some of the questions you have asked me.
Oh,
it
boy.
Was rather invasive and tricky.
Yes.
And I do not appreciate it, you know.
Okay, well,
you're
let me go through my...
You're not going to waste my time in that way.
I
it
know.
May be a joke to you guys and stuff, but it's not to me. It was very rude.
Well, let me go to my lawyer. Hold on. Where's Laverne? That's when she left. I'm by myself. Katya.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that there's a wide... This is the show. I mean, I'm hoping that you probably listen to the show before you come on. But This is the kind of questions I ask. I won't cuddle you. I won't pamper you. I will do an interview that I find that's interesting and get what I want. If it's very rude,
But this interview was for the book, sir.
I think I covered your book. I really think I covered your book. But it's like I said, and you don't have to call me sir. My name is Brian. What I'm saying, how I interview is I want to know something about you. And I think, and unbeknownst with how you feel, I have a young lady who is 30 writing a book is impressive. Another thing that's impressive in your personal life that I think a lot of people find interesting that you sustain with this instant world of porn and people sending pics on the internet, and we find somebody who has a personal life to test for yourself and maybe want to call it a purest way. I find it very interesting, and I don't think it's something silly. I think it's honorable. I think it's honorable that you have kept focus. And that you're so young and you finally got to writing a book that you always wanted to write. I think everything was inspirational and not anything mocking towards you. I actually think that you should be an inspiration to a lot of young people because there's so much stuff that's going on the internet nowadays that kids get sidetracked and the world seems so bad. But when we have somebody come in the studio that's saying this is different, which it should not be different the way it should be, really surprises me. I will not back off from my interview. I am not ashamed what I did. I think I did a marvelous job. And if you're upset, you're free to leave the studio. And I'm sorry you're upset, but you take care of yourself. I think I did amazing.
Yeah, you did.
So I'm not for everybody, and I may not be for you, but I do a good job, and I have a platform where anybody and everybody can come on. And they can use this platform. They don't have to like me because it's not about me. It's about the message that they can send that I could provide.
I see.
So I will leave this interview the way I came in as not knowing who you are, but I have a little inspiration. Just because you think I'm rude or you think I'm bad, I will still leave it thinking that you're one special girl. You're one special lady that I think your values should be admired. You're very smart, and I think you accomplished something you've done very well that very few people have accomplished. And whatever you think of me, I'm going to think that you did one hell of a job, and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry I overreacted.
You didn't overreact. It's okay. But what I want to do before you leave, please tell people how to get a hold of you.
Oh.
So you got your fans and everything. Please tell them how to get a hold of you, and I think it's going to be a fantastic book, and I think you're going to do very well.
Oh, of course. It's www.beforetoldstory.com. There's a contact box there. And they could fill that out and get in touch with me also on social media too.
I'm going to tell everybody, please support Katya. I want everybody to support you. I think you're really one hell of a lady. How's that? Still hate me though, because I don't hate you. Well,
I just misunderstood.
No.
But now I understand.
Brian, okay, I hate to interrupt, but we have Melissa in the studio and Jeff Crawford is in the studio, and they both want to ask.
Let me get Jeff Crawford in. Hold on. But Katya, I am everything you should be against, and I like it because I need you to keep your dream because you give a lot of people hope and motivation. You know what I mean? I love it how you and then you did something else too. You stood up to a guy that for you felt that was disrespectful, and you stood up to it, Katya. You stood up to it on the air. That's another thing I like. Look at you. You're like a superhero. We have Jeff Crawford right here. Jeff Crawford. Jeff, do you have a question for Katya?
Hello?
Jeff, you do.
Hello?
Jeff is an awesome. Hello, Jeff. Jeff,
I'm here.
Awesome.
You here?
Yes, I am. Do you have a question for Katya before she leaves?
Yeah, just a quick thing. I bought the book and I started to read it, and I got to tell you, I'm not much of a book reader, but I think there's like 26 chapters in the book, and I have not been able to put the book down in 2 days, and I'm up to chapter 20 already.
Oh, wow.
Two questions. Number one, any idea when part two comes out? And I have a comment about what Brian was talking about before, that it took you 19 years to come out with this. Is it because of the process of constantly rewriting things and getting things in order as far as making sure that, like when they do a movie script, they rewrite until it's right. Is that your process also, and how far are you ahead on the other book series?
Yeah, I did do a lot of rewrites. And at times life would happen too. So I had to work around it and keep writing. But yes, I did do a lot of rewrites.
So that's why it took so long then. And the thing that amazes me is reading some of these characters in this book, I'm like, again, what you were talking about before, I'm like, wow, I know somebody like this. I know somebody like that, you know? And it's just like people in life are in the book. It's amazing. It's a really great book, and I can't wait for book two to come out, for part two to come out.
Wow.
Good luck, my dear. Take care of yourself. Good luck
to you.
Okay.
And
bye-bye.
Jeff, I admire Jeff.
Yes,
Jeff is also an author. So that's high praise. You? Aren't you?
No, I'm not an author.
You're not? You should write a book.
Oh.
Ellen's getting
my
name.
I had said that I don't read books often.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, I'm not an author. Right. I'm just a retired cop. That's all I do.
You're never a retired cop. You're always on the job. It's like a retired Marine. There's no such thing as a retired Marine.
No.
Well, Jeff, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Good luck, Katya.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Yeah. Melissa, hello. Melissa, you're from New Jersey? Melissa?
Hello?
Okay, Melissa dropped.
Huh?
No, Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hi, wow, that's a nice voice, too. Hi, Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Do you know Katya from Facebook or anything?
No, I'm just following her.
Oh, really? Are you a fan of Katya's?
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Was I a little mean to her, Melissa? What do you think, my interview? Was I a little mean to Katya?
Well, at first I kind of did, but then actually when you explained yourself, I was like, oh, yeah, never mind.
Okay. Well, why are you such a fan of Katya? Can I? Because she's right here. She's listening to you. Tell her why you're such a fan.
Well, I'm a big fan of animation and cartoons. So. Because I know Simon, I draw, so it's like I love it. It's the thing that I like to do, and I have my social media filled with it. So she was like one day in my recommendations, and I just saw her work, and I was captured by it, and then I just really liked it, so I started following her, and eventually I found out about her book, and it really captured me a lot when I just started to read into it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just so crazy. I love the story. I like really big epic stories that are just so capturing. the characters are well designed and well detailed, and it's just amazing in general.
Wow, Katya, what do you think of that? Would you like to say anything to Melissa? That sounds like a great review.
Melissa, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I'm really happy that you find me inspiring in my work. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned for giveaways.
Thank you, Melissa, for coming in. And it's great to hear some fans, huh, Katya? You know, a lot of authors don't usually hear from fans. You did it well. What I'm hearing is well done. You did a really good book.
And this is why Brian does the kind of interview that he does. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Before I became his producer and his co-host, he interviewed me. And my interview was a lot harder. Wouldn't you say, Brian? Brian?
Hello? Yes, I'm here. Yes. I am unorthodox. I'm not for everyone. But I do want to make sure, one thing I do want to make sure is the message is clear. She's a great author. This is her first book. Again, we're talking to the author, Katya R.B. Reed. The book is called The Foretold Story, Book 1, Part 1. It's on sale now on Amazon. You've heard the reviews here. We have a gentleman who's an ex-cop. We have Melissa, who's a fan. And we have Katya, who is well-versed, well-educated, witty. And she wrote this book, and it's touching a lot of people, and I suggest you get it. It's on Amazon now. Before you leave, Katya, just have a couple of people on our morning crew. They may want to say a couple of things to you, then we'll finish up. Do you mind? Because I think you're going to hear a lot of good things.
Oh, sure.
All right. Thanks for being patient. This is King. King is part of our morning crew. Good morning, King. Do you have anything to say to Katya?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning
everybody tuning in. I just kind of wanted to get the information again on the website and so I can write that down.
Mm-hmm. You want information on the website?
Yes, I would like for you to repeat the website again for me.
It's www.theforetoldstory. So it's the name of the book. .com.
Hey, you said it's www.the what?
www.theforetoldstory.
Okay.
.com.
All right. And then what's the name of the book?
The Foretold Story. So it's the same as.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right.
It's just the first, yeah.
Okay. And then I just kind of want to say that, I definitely congratulate you because, you know, you're doing something that most women won't even really do, especially at the age that you are. You know, you actually put a lot of work into it, and I just want to congratulate you on that. And so I'm a single father of three children. So, you know, anybody who, you know, who's doing something like that, that just motivates me more, you know, because I've been actually struggling with trying to write my book. And so, you know, I take little bits and pieces here and there and try to get my stuff going. So I just want to congratulate you on that. And then, you know, I just want to say that you're actually like an inspiration to other women and some men, because I know at a young age when I was in high school, I lost my virginity. And with me being a believer in God and everything, I kind of wish that I would have, you know, waited and everything, you know. And so, you know, when I heard you saying that, I said, dang, I wish I would have waited, you know what I mean, because my life would have turned out different, you know what I mean. And so I just want to tell you that it's nothing to be ashamed of, you know what I mean. It might have sounded mean, but it was actually an inspiration to me, because I know there's young girls out there right now as we're mm-hmm. having this conversation, that mm-hmm. they want to go out there and experiment. And so, you know, anybody who's got young daughters, young nieces, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I would take Tatia.
Mm-hmm.
I would take Tatia's advice and instill that in your daughters, because right now, as we're speaking, I have a niece that has a Facebook right now, and there was certain grown men hitting her up and all that stuff. And when I found it out, I told my sister about it. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's everything that you talked about during this interview, the book, you know, your personal life, just know it inspires somebody in some way to continue to keep being a better person. So, you know, Brian has always been good about motivating people, and I think this here motivated everybody, because I tell you what, I was a young whippersnapper in high school, and if I would have, you know, kept my legs closed, then I think I would have done all right. But, you know, God blessed me with three beautiful children, and I'm, you know, everything's cool. But yeah, I just want to congratulate you on your book, and I definitely look forward to getting this book for you and everything. So, and it was nice meeting you. I would like to hear you back on the show, you know?
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for sharing your story with me. I appreciate it. It's a different perspective.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And right now, I have a little cousin that has a Facebook right now. And she takes little pictures and stuff and posts them up. And, you know, I told my cousin yesterday about his daughter. I said, look, man, you know, but I just, you know, not to get off subject, but I just want to say, you stand a virgin, all that stuff. And that's the best thing to do, because at the end of the day, if you meet the right man, y'all both get married first, and then you have a child, your child won't be born in sin or whatever, you know what I mean? So I just think that's awesome. You know what I mean? So I can't wait to read your book and everything. And I'm telling you, I got a feeling just by talking to you, I know this book is going to be off the chain. So.
Thank you. Uh-huh. What's your name? I'm sorry.
King Webb. King Webb.
Webb?
Yes.
King Webb. I'll remember that. Thank you.
Yes. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
And King is also an artist in his own right, 90,000 downloads from his hit song, Don't Get Caught in My Web. So it was nice to hear you two talk. It was really, see,
yes.
Tatia, you're an inspiration. You're an inspiration. Hang in there. And I don't know if Tatata has anything to say, because we're almost in. Really quickly, Tatata, do you have anything to say to Katya?
I tried writing, starting some novels, and like writing is quite hard. I think you must have, you know, worked really hard, and I commend you on that. It was like, you know, and judging by people's opinions of your book, I feel like you put your heart into it, you know, and I commend you on that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Katya, I'll give you 30 seconds to talk about anything that we didn't want to talk about, and you want to get the message out there, have people tell them where to reach you and get new fans, and it's all yours, Katya.
Again, you can go to thefourthomestory.com, and there's the links to purchase the book and also the contact information. I do reply. It might take me a moment to reply because I get a lot of emails coming in, not just from this book, but from other projects and other ventures and things that I'm doing. But I'll always respond, and I try to respond to every comment, too, that I can. And also, thank you guys for having me on your show. It's been an adventure.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure to have you on. And we wish you the best success. Thank you for coming in. And your fans are great. You're reaching people. You're doing something very good. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yes.
It's important to to be open to communication. I think that's what the world's lacking. We don't know how to coexist with different viewpoints and just really understand each other. But when we take the time to open our ears and listen, we all connect. So this has been
very
a wonderful experience for me. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Very wise words. And you've been a wonderful experience to a lot of us. We want to thank you.
Yep.
Katya, you keep doing what you're doing, girl. I'm going to see your books in the movies. You're really good. You're really good, and you're a good motivation person. Keep writing. Ladies and gentlemen, Katya Reed. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And best of luck to you, Katya. Best success. We have a double hitter. We are saying goodbye to one of our crewmates, Charisse, and you guys know the drill. We have another show coming up in about 2 minutes, and we're saying goodbye to our chef, and she's going to make a fabulous meal. And we have Tatata, who's coming on next, too, and she's going to talk about spiritual who is it? Brown? Tatia?
Sylvia Brown?
Sylvia Brown. We'll be talking about Sylvia Brown, the psychic and everything. That's next. And I want to thank again, support Katya Reed and support all of our authors and they're good people. Read a book while you're sheltered in and read them to your kids and your family and you're going to enjoy it. See you guys tomorrow. Oh, I'll see most of you guys in about 5 minutes. Bye, everybody.
Bye.